Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for 34-year-old Orleans resident Cody Shane Donahue, who was suspected of threatening three victims with a handgun following a domestic violence incident at an Orleans residence in the early morning hours on Tuesday. The victims told deputies that Donahue raced up to the house in his truck and started banging on the front door. He then allegedly broke a front window before forcing the front door open and pointing a handgun at the three victims. Donahue is an adult Native American male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with long black hair and brown eyes. He was last driving a 1998 black Dodge pickup truck with stickers on the side windows. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Tuesday, a Eureka police officer on patrol on West Harris Street near Pine Street spotted a vehicle that had been reported stolen on August 3rd. There were two men in the vehicle, and the officer conducted a high-risk traffic stop on the car at Highland Avenue and detained the two men at gunpoint. The driver, 48-year-old Ronald Allen Crossland of Arcata, was arrested for possession of the stolen car, DUI, and a probation violation, and he was booked into county jail. The second man in the car was released at the scene after it was determined that he had no involvement with the vehicle theft. The car had been stolen near West End Road in Arcata and was returned to its owner. Following an examination by an anthropologist at Humboldt State, it's been determined that Shane Miller died as a result of a gunshot wound to the head. It's also been determined that he most likely committed suicide. Miller's skeletal remains were recovered from the banks of the Mattole River late Friday night. A handgun and a loaded magazine were found near his body, and the ammunition matched that which was found in his truck, as well as evidence found at the scene of the triple murder of his family in Shasta County last May. If you've ever wanted to volunteer with the Arcata Fire Protection District but don't think you can handle driving a truck, getting into turnout gear, or climbing a ladder, a new volunteer division is available and will go into full operation this fall. The Volunteer Logistics Unit will assist with on-scene tasks like operating two-way radios, refilling the air bottles on breathing apparatus, and assisting at the mobile command post, among other duties. Battalion Chief Sean Campbell said the new unit allows for volunteers who don't want to climb ladders and fight fires to take part and provide a valuable support resource during emergency operations and training exercises. Interested parties for the new Volunteer Logistics Unit can get involved by attending an information night scheduled for Thursday, the 28th. Contact the Fire District for more information. Natalie Arroyo will formally kick off her candidacy for the Eureka City Council with a short ceremony outside of City Hall today at noon. Arroyo is running for the 5th District seat in an effort to fill the seat formerly held by Lance Madsen and currently held by Chet Albin, who was appointed to fill up Madsen's term when Madsen resigned in December of last year. Arroyo is a member of the Coast Guard Reserve and works as a project leader with the Redwood Community Action Agency. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. While the Eureka City Council works its way through budget cuts to the city budget of some $4 million, Police Chief Andy Mills is working on replacing Captains Tony Zanotti and Len Johnson, who have announced their plans to retire. The pair will stay on until replacements are found and a transition with the new hires is complete.
Well, you know, it's always tough when you lose people with 30 years of experience. And Tony and Len have done a great job over the years, and I really wish them well. What they've agreed to do is stay on until we can get enough people through the door to replace them. And then also have a transition time between whoever I promote and their positions.
Mills said that Zanotti and Johnson will be key to getting the new captains up to speed.
So we'll have a test for the new captain's positions coming up probably at the end of September. We'll promote October, November-ish, and then we'll be able to have that overlap time when the new captains can work with them to make sure that we have all the details and all the duties nailed down.
With a focus on continuity, concerns over public safety, and knowledge of the city, Mills said that the new captains will come from within the ranks.
I finally decided that we would stay inside our own department. There's a couple of reasons. One, I don't want to stifle upward movement. And I do believe that we have the talent internally to do the things that we need to do. We have some very talented people in the organization.
Between them, Zanotti and Johnson have contributed more than 60 years of service to the Eureka Police Department. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.